Yeah, I think offensively we made a lot of positive adjustments going forward. You know, from that, like you said, that Eagles game, I think, you know, I think we took care of the football. We didn't hurt ourselves, and we did some things to move the ball down the field without going backwards. And I think, you know, that was kind of a game we kind of found our identity a little bit. And, you know, I think that's one thing that we kind of gained some confidence from going forward from that game. And, you know, hopefully we can repeat it.
Brandon, how do you cut down on the mistakes and the interceptions without having to temper your kind of aggressive style?
Yeah, you know, there's a fine line. I mean, guys are aggressive throughout the past have you know, it's resulted in turnovers. But I think, you know, this team, you know, I don't need to be as aggressive as I have been in the past. I think I need to be smarter. I need to take what they give me. I think that, you know, when you're in college and guys are open all the time, it's easy to be aggressive because you don't open guys. In this league, not everybody's open. So, you know, I've looked at every game we played so far. Since Sunday, I've watched every game we've played so far. And just areas where I can just throw the football away and move on to the next play. You know, it was 3rd and 1 the other day. You know, throw it out of bounds. Let Phil kick a field goal and move on. You know, it's an ego thing. I think I just need to get rid of the ego and just take what they give me and move on and not not be as stubborn. Just throw the football away and move on.
Was there any confusion on that play in terms of personnel moving and the play that was called?
The only confusion was I think, you know, Josh, you know, rather than breaking out, he broke in. I think he ran a little bit of got mixed up on the terminology, I guess, of the call. We have two types of calls, and he broke in versus out. But regardless, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's still on me.
With all the, you know, you're lean at wide receiver. I mean, these guys are hurt. Does that at all affect the game plan or the practice week as you get ready for an opponent on Sunday?
It doesn't really affect the game plan. You know, I think we do things, you know, according to who's healthy and who's active. I think it does affect practice because, you know, we're so thin. We can't have those guys running route after route after route. You got to save their legs and keep them fresh, you know. So we can't run every single route that we're going to run on Sunday. We got to walk through them and talk through them versus actually run them full speed. And that's the only difference.
Did you think Norwood flashed open on that 3rd and 1?
Early. Very early. Yeah, if I had to do it again, I'd probably throw it on 1 step. You know, it's usually a 3-step throw, and, you know, it's an early throw. After watching the tape, I probably could have popped it to him right away. And then once I got out to my 5th step, which is usually where I go outside, you know, it was covered up. That's why I just can't throw it. I always throw it in the bleachers.
On the double pass, did you know you knew you couldn't do that legally? Why try it again?
That was a hell of a play.
It was. I was also wondering if you did it again, you'd get 3rd down again.
I don't know. You know, honestly, I've never had that happen. You know, the ball came to him. I was like, oh, crap. And I was like, caught it. And I was like, what do I do? I saw a bunch of dudes over there. I was like, I'm not running. And I don't know. It was just me trying to make a play. It was, you know, I knew right when I released the ball that I was like, oh, crap, I can't do this. But
Brandon, this idea of
next time I'm catching, I'm running the end zone.
This idea of you, kind of checking down your ego on this, is this hard for you to do? I mean, it's something you've never had to deal with that, you know, you've been a gunslinger. You go out there, you try to throw it around as much as you can. Is this difficult?
It is, because there's a fine line. You don't want to take away aggressiveness. You know, there's a fine line between aggressive and being overly aggressive. Yeah, it's difficult. You know, because I want to make a play. I want big chunk plays. I want, you know, explosive plays, and you know, we have the capability of doing that. We have the personnel to throw it, and I'm able to make those throws. But yeah, there's, you know, you just in this league, you know, you hear people say it every week, and it's a matter of one or two plays each week to decide a game. And, you know, you just got to be smart. I mean, like I said, there's such a fine line. You know, you don't want to take away from the aggressiveness, but at the same time, you got to be smart.
We're just at 62 yard at Gordon, ranking your throws ever. That was a pretty good throw.
You know, I think it was good just because it was, you know, we're playing in New York against the Super Bowl champs. I mean, I think, you know, I've made some throws that are better, but I think, you know, that's one I'll probably never forget just because, you know, I just let it rip, and he ran right through it. It was, you know, he can fly. You know, in practice, he was joking with me, saying, you can't overthrow me. And I said, all right, bet. And I didn't, but he made a heck of a catch.
Do you see defense loosen up when you make throws like that?
Yeah, you know, it keeps them on their toes. You know, that's why I talked about the completion we had to Greg, the deep one. You know, that it kind of gets those guys where they're, you know, it kind of keeps them more honest. You know, you got to defend the deep ball, and when you have a guy that can run like that, it softens them up a little bit, and it makes them aware that, you know, we can run by you.
Brandon, second time facing the Bengals. What have you learned watching tape that you're ready to unleash?
That they're ready to unleash? Or
no, that you're ready. That you've learned from watching.
They're good. I think they've gotten better even. You know, I think the front four is really good. They can rush the passer. I think they lead the league in sacks. You know, they're really good at creating, you know, pressure with the front four. Secondary is good. You know, they're a good football team. I mean, you know, they're a team that it's a playoff team from a year ago, and they're a team that you know, keeps getting better, I think. So we just got to go out and play well. We just got to go out and play well, and you know, continue to make strides, and we need to win. However we can do it, we need to win.
Right or wrong, there's a perception that Greg's getting kind of left behind or left out just because all of it goes away and all of a sudden drops. Is that right? Is that wrong? What do you have to say about that?
It's wrong. I mean, you know, he had one game where he was targeted twice. You know, I mean, it was just a coincidence. I've talked to him about it, so I think it's wrong. I mean, I think, you know, he's a guy that's capable of making a bunch of plays. You know, I'd be crazy not to throw it to him.
I don't think you've had a consecutive weeks where you've had the same receiving core out there. How challenging has that been, not to get into a rhythm with guys over a couple-week period?
You know, it can be. That's where practice comes in. And I know that it sounds cliche, but I mean, you have to get a feel for those guys. You know, this week, you know, we'll have new guys even from compared to last week. So we're cycling guys through. It's part of the NFL. But when you're low on numbers, you know, the three or four practices you have, you got to really take every rep and have a feel for, because each route, you know, we don't get to practice the routes more than once. So you got to be really, really on the same page with those guys, or else it makes things a little bit more difficult.
Are the things that we're seeing just a rookie learning the NFL, or is that just too simple?
What too simple?
The interceptions, like you talked about, are they just rookie mistakes, or what?
No, because you can't blame them on that anymore. I played five games. You know, you can't, you know, the rookie card, I can't play the rookie card anymore. It's long gone.
The second touchdown, you talked about the fine line being too aggressive. The second one, is that one of the ones you have to – that could have been close to a pick there. I mean,
it wasn't,
I know it wasn't. That's where you have to make that decision of being too aggressive or pulling the back end a little bit.
No, because, I mean, the game was – you know, we had to take a shot to get in the end zone. Yeah. You know, so we had to take a shot there. I saw the safety was looking up Jordan and wasn't really getting off the hash, and I knew I could fit in there.
Are you feeling more comfortable with your offensive line, because you're pretty low on the as far as being number of sacks? Are you getting a better feel for standing in the pocket and, you know, when you had to get rid of the ball? And
yeah, well, I've got a lot of confidence in those guys. Also, that you know, our backs and as well as our front five are doing a great job of protecting. But you know, just we have concepts. We know we have places to go with the football if pressure does come. So, you know, rather than get hit in the mouth, you know, get the ball out and move on the next play, because, you know, teams are going to blitz. I mean, you know, the Bengals are known to blitz, and that's just kind of the way their defense coordinator is. But, you know, you just got to know where to go with football, and that's what we've done so far, is just get the ball out, and then when it is time to protect up, the guys have done a great job.
How do you usually play?